Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Memorai Ram Goldar, and today Masechet Zvachim, Daf Yotes, the second parak, called Zvachim Shekibu Daman. So the three topics are going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara presents 8 questions about a chatzitza for Vigde Gehuna. Number one, Niknasel Ruach Bevigdo. What if a wind entered the Kohen's clothing, creating space between the beget and his body? A basar be'inan, do we require the beget to be physically on his flesh, which it's not, or do we say, Derech Levisha Bakach, this is a normal manner of wearing clothing? Number two, do lice constitute a chatzitza? Dead lice certainly are, but if it's alive, do we say that since it comes and goes on the body, revisahi, it's considered like a natural growth of the body, or since it bothers him, it's a chatzitza? Number three, is dust of earth, which is unnoticeable, a chatzitza? Number four, is space under his armpit considered a chatzitza since it's not physically touching his body, or not since it's the normal manner of wearing? Number five, if he puts his hand into his clothing, gufo mechayitz, does his own body constitute a chatzitza? And number six, is the detached thread still stuck in the garment a chatzitza? Number seven, if his hair ran under his armpit, is it a chatzitza, or is it like his body, assuming his body is not a chatzitza? And number eight, are tefillin a chatzitza? Point number two, a braisa describes the procedure of kiddush yadayim raglayim. The Tanakhama says, Maniach yado hayamanis al gabi ragul hayamanis. He places his right hand upon his right foot and his left hand upon his left foot, umakadish, and he sanctifies them by releasing water from the kir onto both hands and feet simultaneously. Rav Yossi bar Rav Yehuda says he places his hands on top of each other, which he places on top of his feet, which are placed on top of each other, and is Makadish. The Rabban told them, you have exaggerated. It's impossible to do so without falling. Rav Yosef explains, V'chaver Masayo, he washes while his colleague supports him so he doesn't fall. Abai explains that Tanaim argue if Amida Minat Sad, standing with support from the side, is considered standing. The Rabban do not consider this halachically standing, so he must stand without support. He cannot be Makadish while sitting because the Pasuk says, L'shares, to serve, v'sherus me'umarhu, and service must be performed while standing. And point number three, Ustatna Bryce Revi says that if a Kohen was Makadish his hands and feet during the day, he does not need to do so again that night. But if he was Makadish by night, he needs to be Makadish again the next day because Rebbe holds Lina Mo'elis B'Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. The passage of night is effective in disqualifying the sanctification of hands and feet, thus requiring a new Kiddush. In another Brice, Rebbe adds that even if he performed Avodah the entire night, he must be Makadish again the next morning, even though there was no interruption between the Avodahs. Melazim bar Rabbi Shimon says in both prices that a Kohen does not need a new Kiddush the next day because he holds Ein Lina Mo'elis B'Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, and a single Kiddush can even be valid for 10 days. Rebbe's opinion is derived from the word B'Gishtam, when they approach to do Avoda, thus requiring a new Kiddush for each new approach. Each day's Avoda constitutes a new approach since the wood on the Mizbech is arranged daily. Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Shimon darshans the word bevoam, when they come to the Mikdash, indicating the Kiddush is only required each time he enters. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the Gemara presents 8 questions about a chatzitza for Bigdei Kohuna. Number one, Niknasel Ruach Bevigdo. What if a wind entered the Kohen's clothing, creating space between the beget and his body? A basar be'inan, do we require the beget to be physically on his flesh, which it's not, or do we say, Derech Levisha Bakach, this is a normal manner of wearing clothing? Number two, do lice constitute a chatzitza? Dead lice certainly are, but if it's alive, do we say that since it comes and goes on the body, revisahi, it's considered like a natural growth of the body, or since it bothers him, it's a chatzitza? Number three, is dust of earth, which is unnoticeable, a chatzitza? Number four, is space under his armpit considered a chatzitza since it's not physically touching his body, or not since it's the normal manner of wearing? Number five, if he puts his hand into his clothing, gufo mechayitz, does his own body constitute a chatzitza? And number six, is the detached thread still stuck in the garment a chatzitza? Number seven, if his hair ran under his armpit, is it a chatzitza, or is it like his body, assuming his body is not a chatzitza? And number three, are tefillin a chatzitza? Point number two, a braisa describes the procedure of kiddush yadayim raglayim. The Tanakhama says, Maniach yado hayamanis al gabi ragul hayamanis. He places his right hand upon his right foot and his left hand upon his left foot, umakadish, and he sanctifies them by releasing water from the kir onto both hands and feet simultaneously. Rav Yossi bar Rav Yehuda says he places his hands on top of each other, which he places on top of his feet, which are placed on top of each other, and is Makadish. The Rabban told them, you have exaggerated. It's impossible to do so without falling. Rav Yosef explains, V'chaver Masayo, he washes while his colleague supports him so he doesn't fall. Abai explains that Tanaim argue if Amida Minat Sad, standing with support from the side, is considered standing. The Rabban do not consider this halachically standing, so he must stand without support. He cannot be Mekadosh while sitting because the Pasuk says l'shares, to serve, v'sherus me'umatu, and service must be performed while standing. And point number three was taught in a Braisa. Rebbe says that if a Kohen is Mekadosh his hands and feet during the day, he does not need to do so again that night. But if he was Mekadosh by night, he needs to be Mekadosh again the next day because Rebbe holds Lina Mo'elis B'Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. The passage of night is effective in disqualifying the sanctification of hands and feet, thus requiring a new Kiddush. In another Brice, Rebbe adds that even if he performed Avodah the entire night, he must be Mekadosh again the next morning, even though there was no interruption between the Avodahs. Melazim bar Rabbi Shimon says in both prices that a Kohen does not need a new Kiddush the next day because he holds Ein Lina Mo'elis B'Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, and a single Kiddush can even be valid for 10 days. Rebbe's opinion is derived from the word B'Gishtam, when they approach to do Avoda, thus requiring a new Kiddush for each new approach. Each day's Avoda constitutes a new approach since the wood on the Mizbech is arranged daily. Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Shimon darshens the word bevoam, when they come to the Mikdash, indicating the Kiddush is only required each time he enters. All right, so now we go to Simon Daf Yotess, and our standard Simon is a yacht. A yacht. So here goes. The powerful wind on the yacht that blew into Captain Cohen's begadim, separating them from his flesh, and made it difficult for a Cohen on board to stand while doing Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, woke up a Cohen who was Mekadosh's hands at feet at night, and now needed to be Mekadosh them again. Once again, slow motion. The powerful wind on the yacht, that must be learned off Yotess. The powerful wind on the yacht that blew into Captain Cohen's begadim, separating them from his flesh, which reminds us, the Gemara presents 8 questions about chatzitza for Bigdei Kahuna. The first one being, Nichnasa Ruach Bevigdo. What if a wind entered the Cohen's clothing, creating space between the beget and his body? A basaro be'inan, do we require the beget to be physically on his flesh, which it's not, or do we say, Derech Levish Bakach, this is a normal manner of wearing clothing? So the powerful wind on the yacht that blew into Captain Cohen's begadim, separating them from his flesh, and made it difficult for a Cohen on board to stand while doing Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, which reminds us, a braisa describes the procedure of Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. The Tanakhama says, Meniach Yadu HaYamanis al Gabi Raglo HaYamanis. He places his right hand upon his right foot and his left hand upon his left foot, Mekadosh, and he sanctifies them by releasing water from the kiur onto both hands and feet simultaneously. Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda says he places his hands on top of each other, which he places on top of his feet, which are placed on top of each other, and is Mekadosh. So the powerful wind on the yacht that blew into Captain Cohen's begadim, separating them from his flesh, and made it difficult for a Cohen on board to stand while doing Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, woke up a Cohen who was Mekadosh's hands at feet at night, and now needed to be Mekadosh them again, which reminds us, the Gemara brings Malchokas if Lina Mo'elis B'Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. The passage of night is effective in disqualifying the sanctification of hands and feet that occurred the night before, thus requiring a new Kiddush. So once again, the powerful wind on the yacht that blew into Captain Cohen's begadim, separating them from his flesh, and made it difficult for a Cohen on board to stand while doing Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, woke up a Cohen who was Mekadosh's hands at feet at night, and now needed to be Mekadosh them again. All right, so now it's time for a 4 Blabach Hazara. Daf Tezvav. So the similar Daf Tezvav is a fruit bowl. So here goes. The Kohen holding a fruit bowl, that must be more Daf Tezvav, Tu Bishvat, fruit bowl. The Kohen holding a fruit bowl full of blood and extending his arms to bring it to the Mizbech, instead of doing halacha by foot, which reminds us, the Gemara asked on the previous Daf, halacha shlo beregel shma halacha, is bringing blood closer to the Mizbech, not by foot, but by hand, considered legally bringing or not? After several proofs are rejected, Ula quotes Rabbi Yochanan saying, it is not considered halacha. So the Kohen holding a fruit bowl full of blood and extending his arms to bring it to the Mizbech, instead of doing halacha by foot, was confused when he saw a Zar bring a fruit bowl full of blood to the Mizbech and then give it to a Kohen to do halacha with it again, which reminds us, Gemara discusses, if a Zar brought the blood closer, and then a Kohen returned it to its original place and brought it again, the sons of Rabbi Chi and Rabbi Yanai disputed status. One party holds it as valid because it's possible to rectify this disqualified halacha, and the other party says it is possible and cannot be rectified. So the Kohen holding a fruit bowl full of blood and extending his arms to bring it to the Mizbech, instead of doing halacha by foot, was confused when he saw a Tzar bring a fruit bowl full of blood to the Mizbech and then give it to a Kohen to do halacha with it again, while eight psuim sat outside in a bleacher, upset that they were not permitted to do the avoda, which reminds us, the second parak begins with a list of people who, if they perform Kabbalah Sadam, or Halacha, or Zrika, the avoda is invalid. The eight people are a Tzar, an Onen, a Tful Yom, Mechusar Kippurim, Mechusar Begadim, Shul Rachas Yadam Raglaim, an Aral, and a Tame. Dav Tez Zayin. So the Simmer Dav Tez Zayin is toes, and we use an acrobat with large toes. So here goes. When the Tzar acrobat with big toes, that must be on Dav Tez Zayin. When the Tzar acrobat with big toes swung down with a jug of blood to do an avoda, and a judge waved three mechula flags, which reminds us, the Gemara provides three sources that avoda performed by a Tzar is invalidated. So when the Tzar acrobat with big toes swung down with a jug of blood to do an avoda, and a judge waved three mechula flags, another judge was about to wave a mechula flag when he saw he handed the jug to an Onen acrobat, which reminds us, the Gemara provides four sources that an Onen invalidates avoda. So when the Tzar acrobat with big toes swung down with a jug of blood to do an avoda, and a judge waved three mechula flags, another judge was about to wave a mechula flag when he saw he handed the jug to an Onen acrobat, but didn't when the crowd cheered. It's a carbon seaboard, which reminds us, Rava said that an Onen's avoda is only invalid for a private carbon of a carbon seaboard meratza, but regarding a communal carbon, it affects acceptance. Daf Yud Zayin. So the Simmer Daf Yud Zayin is a used car. So here goes. At the Carbonus car lot, the used car salesman, that must be more in Daf Yud Zayin. At the Carbonus car lot, the used car salesman who wouldn't let a Tamei Tevul Yom or Mechusa Kippurim work for him, which reminds us, the Gemara tells us why there was a necessity for the Torah to write that a Tamei Tevul Yom and Mechusa Kippurim all invalidate avoda. So at the Karbonus car lot, the used car salesman who wouldn't let a Tamei Tevul Yom or Mechusa Kippurim work for him, walked past the men haggling over whether they should let the Mechusa Kippurim of Azav drive their red cow pickup truck, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a machlokas if a Mechusa Kippurim of Azav can burn the Par Aduma. So at the Karbonus car lot, the used car salesman who wouldn't let a Tamei Tevul Yom or Mechusa Kippurim work for him, walked past the men haggling over whether they should let the Mechusa Kippurim of Azav drive their red cow pickup truck to stop a Kohen from driving a car because he wasn't wearing his uniform, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a source that a Mechusa Begadim, one lacking requisite clothing of a Kohen, invalidates a voda. The Pasuk commands Moshe Beinu to clothe the Kohanim and concludes, V'haizilehem kuhuno chukas olam, and the priesthood shall be for them as an eternal law, teaching, B'zman shebigdem alehem kuhuna sam alehem. When their clothing is upon them, their kuhuna is upon them. But if they're lacking in their bigde kuhuna, their kuhuna is not upon them, meaning they cannot perform a voda like any Tzar. Daf Yud Ches. So the Simon Daf Yud Ches is a chuppah. So here goes. The Kohen Head Yot Rabbi officiating at the chuppah, that must be on Daf Yud Ches. The Kohen Head Yot Rabbi officiating at the chuppah who decided to honor the occasion by wearing the clothing of the Kohen Gadol, not realizing he was invalidating it, which reminds us, the Pasuk says, V'archu b'nei Aaron ha-Kohanim es ha-Nesochim, and the sons of Aaron the-Kohanim should arrange the pieces. The word ha-Kohanim implies b'kohunan. They must be in their state of kohuna, meaning wearing the appropriate begadim, teaching that if a Kohen Hedyo wears the begadim of a Kohen Gadol, his avoda is invalidated. The Gemara explains that without this drasha, one might have thought that only chisur, deficiency of begadim, can invalidate avoda. So this drasha teaches that even yitur, wearing an excess of begadim, also invalidates avoda. So the Kohen Head Yot Rabbi officiating at the chuppah, who decided to honor the occasion by wearing the clothing of the Kohen Gadol, not realizing he was invalidating it, was distracted by the chassan's big de kohuna being held up by his belt, which reminds us, it was taught in Braisa Hayimuru Shalim, if a Kohen's begadim were dragging on the ground because they were too long, musulakin, or suspended above the ground because they were too short, mushuchakim, or were worn out, the avoda is still valid. Shmuel ruled that suspended begadim are possible, and Rabbi Barham explains that the Braisa's case is shesilkan al yidei avnet, where he suspended them with the belt. Since they're actually the correct length, but were merely raised by his belt, the avoda is valid. So, the Kohen Head Yot Rabbi officiating at the chuppah who decided to honor the occasion by wearing the clothing of the Kohen Gadol, not realizing he was invalidating it, was distracted by the chassan's big de kahuna being held up by his belt, and by the photographer and his assistant, one wearing a three-cornered beged and one with five corners on his, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses three-cornered and five-cornered garments regarding tzitzis. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff do we learn that an Onan's a voter regarding a carbon seber? Is Maratze, it affects acceptance. That's on Duff. Tezine. Good. Number two. Which stuff do you discuss a czar doing halacha and then a kohen returning it and doing halacha again? That's on Duff. Tezvav. Good. Number three. Which stuff does the Gemara bring three sources that a czar is machalel avoda? That's on Duff. Tezayin. Good. Number four. Which stuff do Mechokas of Lina Moelis, Bekidush Yadayim Raglaim, whether the passage of night is effective in disqualifying the sanctification of hands and feet, thus requiring a new Kiddush? That's on Duff. Yates. Good. Number five. Which stuff do discuss three-cornered and five-cornered garments regarding tzitzis? That's on Duff. Yudches. Good. Number six. Which daf do we machokas of hiluch bring the blood shelo l'shma invalidates? That's on daf. Yud Gimel. Good. Number seven. Which daf do we have the mission with a list of the eight psulim for avoda? That's on daf. Tezvav. Good. Number eight. Which daf do we learn how the kohanim do kiddush yadayim raglaim? That's on daf. Yates. Good. Number nine. Which stuff do we have numerous questions about chatzitza regarding big de kahuna? One of them being, what if a wind entered the kohen's clothing, creating space between the beged and his body? That's on daf. Yates. Great. And number 10. Which stuff do we learn that shchita lav avodahi? That's on daf. Yadalat. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.